And for such a good reason, too, the Beaumont Drive for Life Invitational. And we bring attention and money in to help. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we talk about all the different things that have happened and changed because of the pandemic. But we remind you again and again and again and again, one of the safest places you can be these days is in a hospital, because the precautions are being taken by everyone. And that's not so true when you go to the grocery store. Meanwhile, the regional medical director, Beaumont Urgent Care by Well Street, is Dr. Bernice Sessa, who joins us right now. Doctor, nice meeting you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. Nice to have you here. Do you get
Thank
up
you.
This early all the time?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because doesn't she look like she's been awake longer than all of us? It seems that you, this good for you. I'm not necessarily a morning person, but meanwhile, you are a longtime member of the Beaumont medical staff in the Department of Emergency Medicine and has been a core leader for Beaumont Urgent Care by Well Street since its inception. Talk to us about that inception. Talk to us about Beaumont Urgent Care by Well Street.
Thank you. You know, it's great when the opportunity came up and Well Street partnered up with Beaumont. Together, when they decided to become partners, they said, well, it looks like we need some really good quality urgent cares in the area, and they worked together to get some great quality urgent cares associated with Beaumont. I found that more intriguing because I felt like patient care and quality care was best. So I was interested just as much and felt I needed the challenge, and therefore the goal was 30 urgent cares. We were able to do 28. At this time, we have 28 that we started.
You have 28 new urgent cares.
Starting in February of 2019 was our first one.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. A lot of work, but fun.
It's a lot of work, but you look like you have fun doing what you do.
You which add is, the pandemic in it, it's a challenge, but, you know, that's what it's all about, is getting being challenged.
And are people coming to the urgent care for the right reasons?
Yes. What was really interesting is prior to the pandemic, we had our traditional urgent care patients. But now, you know, since then, it's what was really ideal is that we were there for the main reason, and that's to serve the community. When the pandemic hit, we were there to be able to help them where a lot of clinics weren't, such as private docs or certain or the hospitals. So we were able to take care of them, and I think it really served its purpose and continues to serve its purpose.
So now tell me the difference between the emergency room and urgent care. And, you know, when something happens that you need either of those services, you're not always thinking straight. You're just
Correct.
Thinking, I need to get me or my loved one someplace to get help.
Correct.
Where do you draw the line? What should be diverted if you're going to go right to the emergency room or left to the urgent care? How do you decide?
Yeah, that's a tough one sometimes. It really is. And sometimes, you know, one is not aware or what they can do. And if you think of the really life-threatening situations, it's always best to go to the ER. If you're having the chest pain, the shortness of breath, your possible signs of a stroke. But then again, you'll get people who come to the ER to the urgent care who think that they can be seen, cleared, and sent home. And that's unfortunately not something we can always do, because a lot of times there's going to be need for blood work or cardiac monitoring, and that's something we can't do. So if you're looking at something that could need blood work or cardiac monitoring or some more imaging like a CAT scan, that's something to go to the ER for.
Well, it is. I nobody likes to talk about dollars and costs, but the reality is we, the patients or potential patients, do have to look at
Absolutely.
Dollars and costs. Does the insurance company, or it's hard to say because there are so many different ones, there are some really good ones and some really bad ones, insurance companies, do they generally, in a general sense, cover an emergency room and an urgent care visit the same way?
Actually, more insurance companies are recommending or hoping that patients will go to the urgent care, because a lot of times the ER visits are being used non-emergently.
Right. And so, it's expensive.
Yeah. It's very expensive, right. And so the urgent cares are a better way to help, you know, reduce costs for patients. It's definitely, unfortunately, there's going to be moments they're going to come there and then sent to the ER, but for the most part, it's saving patients in the community a lot of money by being able to go to the urgent care to reduce the bills and the cost.
That just makes sense. Choose urgent care first. unless it's obviously life-threatening. But try your luck with urgent care, and if you have to go to the regular hospital emergency room, they'll let you know that right away.
Correct.
Now, again, about money, it's important to support community events like these and important to, for the commitments some of our sponsors have made to sponsor this event.
Yes, it is. It's very important. Again, because we are there to serve the community, and we have opened up so many urgent cares to be available to the community, we also want them to be aware that there's other, you know, other diseases that we all, you know, are affected by. Rather, we get, you know, cancer, or we know someone who has cancer. So it's really important to know that we want to be available for other reasons and to help the community, whether it's the pandemic or something else. And again, for the drive of making awareness for breast cancer is really important to everybody.
We've pretty much said it so many times, we don't need to say again that we believe that the vaccine is the best way to go to try to either prevent or at least alleviate the symptoms of COVID-19. We didn't have this kind of a sell we needed to. Well, we did. There was a pretty big push for the flu vaccine in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I used to joke that if I'm pumping gas in my car, the gas station attendant comes out and says, I can do your flu shot here free. I
mean, it's almost getting there now, right?
Yeah, it's almost getting there now. So we do all of that. We know how important that is. What are there many people coming in now for flu to the urgent care, to your urgent care?
So for actual flu or flu vaccine?
In terms of urgent care, to be treated for flu.
It's interesting because we haven't gotten a peak or a significant amount of positive results for flu, but we are testing for it because there's people who are coming in for cold symptoms and not COVID, so then they want to know if they have the flu. So the flu, positive results for the flu haven't gone up yet, but we are definitely on the rise of testing right now.
All right. And you can come in and get your flu shot?
Yes.
Very good. Dr. Bernice Sessa, Regional Medical Director, Beaumont Urgent Care by Well Street, our special guest here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show with a reminder in this next hour, 8:19, Coach Mel Tucker, MSU football coach, after another great big Michigan State win, 6-0. We'll be talking with him coming up here on WJR.